We either ride in a car, we drive a car, we own a car. It's going to break someday. And we're bound to have a car accident someday. So we are here to help you with that. So we're going to get going on that real soon. But 602-277-5827. That's how you get to participate in the show. And you're going to want to do that today. I would suggest getting a notepad out. There's going to be some things to write down and a lot to learn. So 602-277-5827. You can text us at 411-923. And you can interact with us on our Facebook page. Go to Facebook and look for bumpertobumperradio.com. We like to have friends, huh, Dave?
Oh, yeah. We could use as many as we can get.
We could use a few. So I always say there's, you know, and that's the other thing about Bumper to Bumper Radio. We're always talking about mechanical repair. That's the overwhelming majority of our calls in our network of shops and the team members that we have there. But quietly sitting there always on the sideline is the body shop guys. And those are guys that, again, kind of like the mechanic, you really don't want to see them. But when you have to see one of them, you want to see one of these three guys that are here, because that's why they're here, because they're the best. So, you know, it happens. You're going to have an accident someday. Statistically, what is it, Dave, every 7 years or something?
Yeah, it's kind of like a transmission, but a car accident. it's going to happen, and, you know, it's not something you plan for. So it's the unexpected, and I think that's where the panic comes when it happens. Like, what do I do now? You know, I've been in a car accident. So we've got the Bumper to Bumper Radio Collision Team, which is something we put together here. And these are people think of us for mechanical, like you said, Matt. But I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves. So we got Leo. Go ahead, Leo. Tell us about your place.
My name is Leo Petrozella, and I'm with Campus Body Salon in Tempe.
How long has it been around, Leo? You've been down there. Where in Tempe? Give us the major cross streets.
We're off of Scottsdale Road in Curry. We've been in business since 1973.
Been around a long time. Kevin.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Rowe with I-17 Collision. Been around a while, too, myself. Actually, I've known Leo for a lot of years.
Yes,
and been in business for 18 years over at I-17 Collision. We're off at 23rd Avenue in Peoria.
Yeah. What's funny is the relationships here, because, Dave, you've known Leo for how long? I mean,
since
way back.
Fourth, fifth grade.
Yeah, I mean, a long time. I mean, you're only in eighth grade now.
I actually worked for Kevin in high school.
Yeah, I worked for Kevin.
And Dave used to wash cars for me. Yeah. Isn't that great?
And I met Kevin when I was a technician at Camelback Porsche. The body shop that he worked at the time repaired my car when I crashed it. So I've known Kevin
forever.
24 years now. And I was a track – this sounds weird. It was about
to sound weird. Don't go there.
What I really liked about Kevin is I had a problem with my body work that was done – not at Kevin's shop, but he worked there at the time. He was maybe the manager.
Yeah.
And, man, Kevin just got in there. He knew how to handle it. I'm like, that's my guy.
Yeah.
That's someone who I want to work with.
Yep.
And then I went and opened my shop, and 24 years later, that's where I've been sending work. And we have Dave Lindgren. Dave Lindgren here from
First Class Auto Body.
First Class Auto Body.
He's expected to be here, but he's under the weather. So
he's not feeling well, so we've got a fill-in for him, and I'll do a quick introduction. Michael Henry's here. He is the behind the scenes of Bumper to Bumper Radio, making everything happen, most everything happen in the background. So Michael's going to fill in for Dave today. Doesn't have a lot to say about the body shop, but you know a little bit about First Class Auto Body.
He's good at crashing cars.
Yeah. Leo knows. Yes, Leo knows exactly how good I am. I went in to see Leo, and after Dave recommended him, and I was like, I had to get some stuff done. But unfortunately, this says a lot about me. It was all cosmetic work from stupid stuff that I had done, right? But I want to do a shout out quickly to Dave Lindgren, who's the third musketeer here. And unfortunately, Dave, if he's listening, get better. I hope you're mending soon. But Dave had an appendix issue, and he is on the mend. But Dave is the owner of First Class Auto Body in Scottsdale, pretty much right off of Civic Center and Thomas, roughly, you know, tucked in back there. And unfortunately, Dave couldn't be with us, but us putting the Collision Team together, we've got these two charming young men.
That's right.
You wouldn't think they're charming when you hear all the history with you guys.
Right.
Or young. Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna say, we're all old sitting here.
And last but not least, CQ, Kerry Quinn's in, as always, here helping us out on Saturdays. Doesn't have anything to do with the body shop work, but he keeps Dave and I in line, gives us some stuff to talk about. He's showing us the guns over there. He and Kevin been at the gym. I have two, but I don't have any guns. I don't know what the heck's happening. So guys, auto repair is... Our auto collision is stressful. It's a nightmare, but I think if you're prepared for it, and that's what we're going to talk about, if you're prepared and you know what might happen, you don't know when the car is going to clobber you in the intersection, but if you know what to do afterwards, you're going to be not on the side of the road freaking out, calling your wife, calling your husband, calling your mom, or, you know, just to be able to take a breath and go, I got this. So where do we want to start? How do we want to do this? Dave, Leo, I mean, I guess the first thing, you're going to have a wreck. You want to be safe. If it's a minor collision, something happens, we're not talking about this cars in the intersection and piece and parts is everywhere. That's not the majority of the time. Usually it's a minor collision, but I guess we want to get off the road and be safe.
Get DPS out of traffic. Yeah, they recommend that if the car is drivable that you get off safely. That's the biggest thing. If you're stuck in the middle of freeway traffic and everybody's zooming past you doing 60, you got to be really careful. But they do want you to get off to the side of the road to process information and honestly for everybody's safety.
So get off the road. Yep. You don't need to ruin your car.
Right.
I mean, if your car's leaking transmission fluid and coolant and everywhere, you're not driving to the next exit ramp. You just want to get over, get as far off the shoulder if you can, get out of the way. You know, I would, if I was in the middle of the road, I'd probably stay in the car with my seatbelt on. I wouldn't get out and with all the traffic going around. There's a story we were just talking about a couple weeks ago on the 202. A person just trying to be a nice guy to help somebody, direct traffic, wound up dead. So we want to be safe. We want to avoid conflict. We don't want to start fighting and yelling and you SOB and this and that. At the same time, we don't want to start accepting blame for something either. So we just stay cool, call the police. Leo, you made a good point about calling the police.
Absolutely. And in that situation where the accident has occurred, if you're able to get off of the road safely, the next call you want to make is to 911. But we always try to inform our clients to always insist on a police report. Many times if it's private property, they may not come and do that. But if you have the option to get a report, absolutely call them and have them document that.
Yeah, I think on private property, if there's some tension, they will at least come facilitate the exchange of information.
Exactly.
You may not get a report, probably get an incident card.
Correct.
But at least they'll come maybe diffuse the situation. And we've all got cell phones. I remember my dad used to carry a disposable camera in the car. What the heck is that for?
Well, what is that?
It was for you had an accident. So now
we've heard of those.
What's a disposable camera, right? But so we want to probably get some photos. Photos of the scene, maybe?
Yeah, there's information that you're going to want to, honestly, the steps were taken, you know, be safe, call the police, then gathering information, your own personal information. Personally, when it comes to exchanging information, I usually recommend that the police would facilitate that. Whoever comes out can contact, because sometimes in a situation, it gets stressful and tempers can flare. So I usually recommend let the police exchange both of your insurance information and personal information. Beyond that, I usually recommend as well, talk to witnesses, take witness statements down. Leo, you were talking about blueprinting basically the accident scene.
Documenting it by photos. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we all have our cell phones now and we have the ability to take pictures. So take picture of the accident scene, take pictures of the damage that's on your vehicle, on the other individual's vehicle. It just helps to have all that documentation as you start to establish that claim.
You know, and I had a situation, my wife got in an accident in her neighborhood and the girl totally changed her story a couple weeks later, but I took a bunch of pictures. And what is it? They go to arbitration or something. And, you know, and that was one, but because of those pictures. And they were just a couple simple pictures, here, and here. And it was easy for them to put the story together.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So after we've had our accident that we didn't want to have, and we think we've managed the scene pretty well, and everybody's calm and cool, and we're safe, and we've got some pictures, at some point we've got to get the car home, or we've got to get it to a body shop. The car may or may not get towed. So if you can get it off the side of the road, if you're on the freeway, if you're in the intersection, get it to Circle K parking lot, get it in the grocery store parking lot, and then you have a little bit more control of where the car is going to get towed to, because the police need to get the freeway cleared. They need to get the intersection cleared. We have got to keep traffic moving. So if you can avoid having your car go to the tow yard, that's going to help you a little bit in the long run as far as the repair time. Maybe your belongings are in the car. You're going to have easier access to them. So like we always say, you want to have the phone number of these two or these three body shops, which you can find. Go to bumpertobumperradio.com. There's a special collision team page there. All their information. Strongly suggest you print that and you put that in your glove box. If your accident happens during the week, during regular business hours, you get on that phone with that body shop right away and let them help you. That's what they're there to do. They're going to fix your car. That's no big deal. But they can facilitate this whole repair for you from beginning to end, whether it's advice, whether it's what a rental car,
exactly
how to talk to, what to talk. I mean, there's so much stuff that is the resource from you guys, and quite honestly, besides the police, if it were me, one of you guys is my second phone call, really.
I recommend it, yeah, because Leo and I have been doing this stuff for a lot of years, like you guys have, you know, in your businesses, and part of our job is just to manage the repair process, but that begins with walking the customers through the phone calls. What do I do next? Because most people haven't gotten a wreck, or they forgot since the last time what to do, and we've been, you know, it's our job to help make this as easy as possible from communication pieces to repair.
So stay tuned, because what we're going to talk about next is now the car is at the body shop and what your choices are in picking your body shop, what the laws are regarding that, how to talk to the insurance company. If you've had an accident and you want to tell us about your experience, we know you're going to have one someday. If you have questions, 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-KTAR. You can text us at 411-923. We'll be right back with the Collision Guys on Bumper to Bumper Radio.
Well, welcome back to Bumper Radio. I am Dave Riccio here along with Matt Allen, and we're helping you with your car. A lot of times we're talking about nuts and bolts and water pumps and fuel injectors and gonculator valves and twin comminuter valves. But today we're not talking about any of that. We're talking about what happens when you get in an accident. And I'm not trying to be a downer here. It's going to happen. It's just, I'm just going to be a realist. So now you've gotten a car accident, and Leo, you're on the side of the road. You got somewhere safe, and you're going to make some phone calls here. What's another phone call you should be making?
So the next phone call should be to the collision repair facility. You can access the website. You get any one of our numbers. Give the shop a call. We're going to help you in terms of making arrangements if the car is not drivable to get it to the facility. If it is drivable, give you the instructions of what to do next. You know, back in the day, it used to be you'd call your insurance agent.
He's not around.
It's not really the case any longer. Yep. You're going to go to an 800 number. You're going to go to a call center. They're going to start, you know, working you through some different information. But you want to get a hold of the body shop first. Let us help you administrate the claim.
And I mean, you guys can help out with rental cars, rides, whatever needs to happen, towing,
absolutely,
all that stuff. You guys can help. It's pretty
correct,
turnkey. You know, for sure. So you want to know that number ahead of time before you're...
Yeah, do your due diligence ahead of time so that you know where you want your vehicle to go in the unfortunate event that you are involved in an accident. Another thing that's really important for people to understand is Arizona state law allows you as the vehicle owner to choose where you want your vehicle repaired. The insurance company can make suggestions. There are, in some cases, they're going to tell you, well, you have to take it here. That is not the truth. Arizona state law protects you. Your insurance company is responsible to indemnify you on that claim. They're fiduciarily responsible for making you whole, but you get to choose where your vehicle is going to be repaired.
To me, that's kind of a big deal. We, you know, we talk so much about repairing your car right underneath the hood, you know, getting a good repair. But man, a botched body job, you know, is an issue. And I'm not saying that, you know, everyone does perfect, you know,
absolutely.
Some body jobs get botched. You know, we all, you know, I say we all went to school to be technicians, right? Some of us were top of the class, some of us were bottom of the class, some of us didn't go to class. Body shops, same way. You know, not everybody's doing it the same. So you want to, you know, someone's going to do a major repair like that. And the other thing too is like, people pick auto shops because there's one right next door to my work. Okay, well, if they're good, great, go there. But if they're not, don't. But when it comes to a big repair such as body, I don't care if they're on the other side of town. It's worth going to the other side,
absolutely,
of town to get a good body repair, because you don't want to wreck a car based, you know, because you guys can restore these cars back to the way they were pre-wreck before it got wadded up, and some people can't.
Yep, that's true. And it's one of those things is technology advances, staying on the front edge of that curve, where Leo and I, we are ICAR Gold Class, and we continually train our guys. There's anti-crash, all the avoidance technology that's out there. You got to stay on top of that. You got to be fixing these cars right. And some shops may or may not have that training or the equipment and tools necessary to do a complete safe repair.
Yeah, there's some like you say, Dave, yeah, I can lay tile, but
not as good as a tile guy.
Not as good as it won't look good. You know, and then we've all seen it. Drive around town today. Look at the car and you're like, why is the fender a different shade than the door? Well, it's because they cheaped out and they didn't blend into the door. They just painted the fender. And a lot of people, I tell customers, you've got this and I don't do body work, but I know enough to be dangerous.
I know enough to know you shouldn't be doing it.
I know enough to refer that I will always call Kevin or Leo or one of these guys, but. They don't understand that when the fenders crash, but the door looks perfect, you still have to paint into that door, or it's not gonna match right. And like you said, Dave, a batched body job or botched body job, you may not even see that for a couple years.
It'll show up a couple years later. And when I do walk through these parking lots, I do see it. I'm like, oh, that hood's on crooked.
There's I have a saying. It's like if a fender doesn't quite match, it sticks out like a bad tooth. You know, it's one of those things. There's the cosmetic end of the things, but there's also the biggest thing is the safety end of things.
You sure pretty, but don't smile.
Exactly. but what's hiding underneath there on the structural and all the technology, that's such a big push these days, that the technology is just becoming more and more advanced, and we have to be fixing these cars the right way for the safety of our customers.
So a couple things. I think that there's some fallacies out there with the people always want to worry about, well, I don't want to call my insurance company. I don't want to get them involved. If you have full coverage, that's what they're there for. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about if the other person is going to pay. They're going to sort out the finances. You don't worry about that. You worry about picking the right body shop and getting the car fixed the right way and let them help you. Let these guys help you do that, because that's what they're there for. Because you know what? They want to fix your car, and then when you wreck it again, they want to fix it, or their neighbors, and they want those referrals. So they're always going to be looking out for you. But guys, besides an accident, you're fixing door dings, and I call it the alpha beta acne.
I can speak for that. I bought a used vehicle. I immediately took it over to Leo's place, had him fix all the dents and dings, and the car was perfect when I picked it out. They detailed it. They even cleaned the carpet and interior for me.
And then
it was a fantastic job. And within a week, I hit a Ballard at a gas station, and I don't think it was built to specifications, but I literally wrapped my Nissan X-Terra around it, and I brought it back to Leo, and I'm like, this is under warranty, right? This is still covered? This is part of your paint warranty? He's like, no way. I was so ticked off at myself. You know, the first was out of pocket, and even the second was out of pocket, because I'm like, I'm not going to do an insurance claim, but it was not cheap. So anyway, so they put a new fountain out in front of your place. Did I pay for that?
So what are some of the other we got a couple minutes here before we got to break away, but what are some of the other pitfalls, or what do we want to be looking out for? Any suggestions on repair time? Let's talk about that. What's the expectation on a repair time? It's hard to define minor wreck versus major wreck, but most people should expect you're going to be without a car for a couple weeks, right?
Usually, I mean, rule of thumb is in our industry is they allow about a week for every $1,000 worth of damage. Okay. Now, it's very, and Kevin will attest to this, it's very easy with the technology in cars today to get to a $5,000, $6,000 estimate.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to take 6 weeks to repair that vehicle? No. We wouldn't need that amount of time. But you can kind of use that as a rule of thumb.
Okay. So per thousand.
Well, for sure.
So get don't lose sleep. I always say give them the time to do a perfect job. Don't rush them and get a decent job.
Just exactly.
Let them have the time. And there's nothing worse, even on the mechanical side or anything else, but having undue pressure put on you. Just don't hurry the repair.
Not only that. I mean, they're called accidents for a reason. You know, I didn't wake up this morning and think I was going to cut that guy off and have an accident. So no one should be angry at an accident. That's the whole point of insurance. It just happens, you know, and we couldn't have done it differently. It just can't plan it that way. So when we come back, talking body shop and anything, 602-277-5827, 602-277-KTAR.